Thirst theory. The thirstiest environment above is 75 degrees Fahrenheit dry bulb temperature at 40% relative humidity with a thirst of 93 grains per pound of dry air. One of the main problems with thirst theory is that, as the title of this chapter states, environmental measures are only one half of the equation necessary in producing a scientifically sound drying strategy. We know that the rate of evaporation is dictated by the energy carried by the water molecules, not the energy within the environment. The rate of condensation from the environment is dictated by the quantity of energy carried by the vapor adjacent to a condensing surface. The psychrometric void, called thirst by some in this industry, addresses neither the energy in the wet material nor the energy in the environmental vapor. Therefore, thirst is not a legitimate metric in the creation of a scientifically sound drying strategy. If you should encounter expressions that imply that thirsty air accelerates evaporation, the compromise in accuracy is the result of those who wish to attempt to simplify the discussions surrounding the creation of a scientifically sound drying strategy. Sadly, such expressions permeate many drying strategy discussions and potentially result in faulty drying strategies. The restoration professional would do well to understand the source of the factual compromise, as well as carefully consider the strict rules regarding the addition of energy to the water molecules rather than a focus on environmental conditions.